Federal mine safety officials have issued nearly 100 orders or citations to Star Mine Operations, the company that owns a silver mine near Ouray, where two miners died last month after being exposed to high levels of carbon monoxide. The Mine Safety and Health Administration issued a total of 97 citations in the first week of December. 43 of those have so far been terminated, meaning the company has already fixed those problems, but others remain. IMSHA cited the company on 15 counts for how it was handling and storing explosive materials.
That's a pretty high number, in my opinion.
Bob Ferreter is a senior safety and health specialist at the Colorado School of Mines Mine Safety Program. He says after an accidental death, IMSHA investigators dig through the mine for anything that might have caused the accident.
I think you could probably speculate that that number of citations on the explosives had a large influence on the severity of the accident.
Mine manager Rory Williams previously told reporters a triggered explosion in the mine could have released the carbon monoxide gases that killed the miners.
I believe a blast was involved, which did create some gases, which potentially the miners did inhale and caused their subsequent collapse.
But of course, that's yet to be confirmed as the investigation continues. IMSHA also handed down 12 orders for the mine to correct dangerous working conditions, along with a handful of citations on improperly maintained escapeways and refuge areas. Federal guidelines say miners have to be able to get to one of those refuge areas within 30 minutes from wherever they're working in the mine. But perhaps the most significant safety measure the mine violated was making sure all miners carry self-rescue devices with them. Bob Ferreter says these mini oxygen tanks are essential for protecting miners from harmful gases, explosions, or fires.
And if these were not being maintained or something, that would be rated as a severe citation. And if it's a serious deficiency, they could take and close the mine or withdraw the miners from the mine until you fix that particular problem.
IMSHA still hasn't said how much the mine will have to pay in fines or fees. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.